Hello and welcome to MFR Farming for Friday. I'm Richard Jones. And as we close the week, the news from south of the border is drought, drought and more drought. England, in sharp contrast to Scotland, is heading for its worst arable harvest for three decades. And adding to the woes of the arable farmer is now the severe lack of grass for the livestock crew. On some of the drier land in East Anglia, there's at least a third less yield expected, with some spring barleys looking to be heading for less than a ton an acre. Of course, nothing is certain right now until those combines start to roll, but up here in our MFR patch, 2.5 to 3 tons would be a good average for the same spring barley. Oilseed rape has fared somewhat better, but still forecast down by at least 10%. Also in the news today, the start date for getting rid of that nasty but largely unseen cattle disease, BVD, has been announced by Richard Lockhead. It's a brave move by Richard's team to try and eradicate a disease that's costing cattle farmers millions of pounds annually. It poses no threat at all to human health, but using the Orkneys as a model, the benefits to cattle health and welfare will be enormous. And to those of us with experience of cattle herds both before and after eradication, I would say that the scheme is well worth all the effort behind it. It starts on December the 1st. Full details are emerging from the government team, and when things are totally clear, we'll get the programme of eradication to you. Now, turning to the show season in Scotland, and next week sees the Royal Highland Show in Edinburgh. It runs from Thursday to Sunday, and there's something for everyone. Here's show manager David Dunsmuir with some tips for those who've never been to the show before.
I think there's three things. First of all, they should be prepared at how big the show is. You know, the average visitor spends 6 hours. Secondly, it is an all-round show. We had an 83-year-old chap in yesterday who made it stick for the chairman. And for older visitors and for those less able, it's a very easy showground to get around. We've got golf buggies and we have 100 disability scooters that you can hire for the show. But thirdly, you will meet friends. If you come to the show, you'll be surprised at who you bump into. You know, every man and his dog comes to the show, and that's the beauty of it. You don't have to be a big farmer or a small farmer. It's a show for everybody, and that's it should be all-inclusive.
So there you go. The Royal Highland starts on Thursday, and hopefully we'll see you down there. And we'll have more comments about that as the week goes on. But that's it for this week. Do have a good weekend. I'll be back Monday, as usual, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.